It's the Next Level Contractor Podcast.
Yeah, I'm talking about Mountain Dews, baby.
We're going to do it every Monday, 7 a.m. No bullshit, in 30 minutes or less.
Eat bread, desserts, and just get all fat and sassy.
Helping contractors and small businesses be more profitable with better leads and better systems.
We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
And today, we are going to be talking about why all the home improvement lead generation companies suck, but also a little bit about how to get the most out of Home Advisor and other lead generation companies if you use them. So, I'm going to go through them one by one and give you the laydown of everything I've heard. I have read probably hundreds of reviews for Home Advisor and Houzz, and the first thing I'm going to say is Houzz is for premium things, like premium cabinets, premium houses, the high-end stuff. And so anybody else who's not luxury market seems to do a very poor time and not get a lot of leads on Houzz. 20% of companies can do it if they've got this high-end look, a very visual thing. And if it's not visual, if it's not luxury, you're going to have a hard time on Houzz. So that's important to remember. Houzz is going to be super aggressive in following up with you on upsells, etc., if you are on Houzz. And the key is to ignore it and to plug on and to continue to feature your best work, to feature your visual stuff on there. I think everybody should be on Houzz, but I don't think everybody should buy the premium Houzz stuff. I know a contractor who spent $22,000 on Houzz and didn't get one lead from it. He did get a video and he got some other stuff, but he didn't get one lead. And I remember thinking to myself, like, that's horrible. That's horrible that this company did this. So it's just plain wrong if a company charges you $22,000 and doesn't get you one lead. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, we've got Home Advisor. Home Advisor is for new people, you know, handyman services or whatever, those types of things, small little jobs. I think Home Advisor, you can do a pretty good job on there getting the right types of leads for that kind of thing. So they scam a lot of people, or at least a lot of people are perceiving that they're getting scammed on there. We did a long post on Home Advisor and all the bad reviews that are out there on the internet about them. Honestly, one of the most interesting things was that the Better Business Bureau was giving them an A rating, even though they had like tens of thousands of negative complaints against them. And I looked into it and basically like Home Advisor paid a lot of money to get that A rating back. And a lot of people are angry. A lot of people are frustrated with Home Advisor. I think it's really important to take a dispassionate look at Home Advisor and say, there are people who are doing fine. And I have a friend that is getting leads off of Home Advisor that is implementing on those leads, but they're very small projects. And then what he does, and I'm going to talk to this a little bit more in a second, is he takes the relationship off of Home Advisor. And I'm sure Home Advisor hates that, but he then gets to do more jobs for that family and he does small jobs. So the ways to get the most out of it, take it off the app, take it off the platform. If you get a lead, use it, leverage it, ask them if they have any other referrals. This is for people with no marketing. So if you can get on Home Advisor and get some leads and do small projects, you can actually do pretty well on there. The other person that I heard did well on there was like a featured handyman. And yeah, it can be used if you have small projects. Turn it off when you're away. So if you aren't able to do work, I was hanging out with my friend in Colorado and I heard a bring, bring, bring leads coming in. And he told me basically he forgot to turn it off. So Home Advisor was charging him like $30, $40 a lead or something like that, which is a lot of money if you're hanging out with your buddy camping. So turn it off when you're away and you're unavailable to offer services to people. And I would suggest taking it for a month or so, maybe 2 months, 3 months, short trial run. And you do want to be able to already have some projects going to pay for this. So if $200, $300 to you is a lot of money right now, don't do this. You know, plan on spending some money for this stuff. And then if it doesn't work out after 2 or 3 months, then cancel your account immediately. Do everything. Cancel that credit card. Do whatever you can. Because basically HomeAdvisor does do a lot of like charging people's credit card when they didn't ask them to do and stuff like that. And honestly, that was one of the main things that people were really frustrated about on our website, commenting away. There's like literally 20 comments just hating on HomeAdvisor because we rank very high for the term HomeAdvisor and HomeAdvisor reviews. Just cancel it. Cancel the credit card, etc., because it's not great. Okay, so next way to get leads, lead generation service for home improvement, Angie's List. Angie's List is classically a wonderfully put together site. It's been very, you know, useful for contractors in the past, home services of all different types. But Angie's List is headed the same way as HomeAdvisor. Why? Well, they got acquired by HomeAdvisor not that long ago. So sometimes people are, you know, complaining about some of the same things that HomeAdvisor suffers from. I'm not going to go crazy into HomeAdvisor. I know some companies that have had a lot of success being, you know, an Angie's List preferred company, getting Angie's List awards, Super Service Award, etc. I think that any kind of award, this is just a side note, but any kind of award that you can put on your website that gives a third party credibility to your company is really powerful. So every time we make a website design, we will put these types of things, these Super Service Awards, different kinds of awards, and third party credibility factors on the website and make them a featured thing that shows up everywhere on the footer, on every page. So I do think that these kind of awards can be powerful. The next thing on our list is Thumbtack. So Thumbtack has done all right for a roofing company that I know. I have a roofer in Minneapolis that we are doing lead generation for, but he's also had a lot of success with Thumbtack. So the difference between Thumbtack and your own website is obviously going to be significantly different. A lead that comes in off of your website, somebody's basically knocking on your door and saying, please let me have your services, that's the best lead you can have. But on the other hand, if you get a Thumbtack lead, you know, you might be wrestling with a couple other service providers or roofers or whatever for that lead. So that's the thing you got to balance. You really want to build your own marketing, but Thumbtack, I've seen contractors, roofers have success with it. I don't think that's something to shake a stick at. Any way that you can get leads. My real philosophy is on this, we should be doing all of the things. And you should test and get rid of the ones that don't work. Try all of the things. Try every single one of these things. Put your stuff on How is HomeAdvisor, Angie's List, Thumbtack, Nextdoor. Put everything out there. Get everything out there. Get as many leads as you can. Start chopping the ones that are too expensive for what they're actually bringing back. And then lastly, I just want to talk through Nextdoor. My buddy who used to work on HomeAdvisor started having he was living with his sister at the time. And this kind of gives you a little bit of the sense of like, you know, he's a lower level handyman guy. He's not necessarily trying to build this business in the area that he's trying to visit. Cause I talked to him about it. I'm like, do we need to get you a website? And he's like, no, I like the having no real brand. I like to be able to travel. I don't want to have to be beholden to any, you know, long-term expectations for this. And so, you know, he's kind of a little bit of a vagabond. So that's kind of a little bit of, you know, who I think, you know, he does a great job on there. But he also said, all right, I'm not using HomeAdvisor anymore. I'm going to use Nextdoor app. And he had his sister go on there every day and look for handyman requests. And, hey, could somebody help put together the swing set? And, you know, I've got a deck that needs to be built. Stuff like that where People are just talking, asking, who knows somebody, who knows who could help. And then him and his sister would just raise their hand. Yes, Matt can handle this, that kind of thing. So Nextdoor app could be a great place for you to do this stuff. If you are a handyman, if you have small remodeling projects that you're trying to do, go look, go see where your neighbors are at. Go see where people in your neighboring town are asking for, you know, requests or suggestions. Be the one to raise your hand and say, hey, I can help. That's really what the basics of this is. And from my perspective, you need to look for the white space. And so the white space just means, hey, where are people looking at this moment? Where are people requesting? Where are people asking questions? Be there. And if you just want the obvious answer, it's HomeAdvisor. If you want to look a little bit deeper, in my opinion, I think Nextdoor is a great choice for this kind of thing. So why should you build your brand instead of using a lead generation service? Lead generation services are notoriously bad for contractors, home services, and other premium services. There is a huge problem with building somebody else's brand, spending a ton of money on leads to build somebody else's brand. You're helping them market themselves and they're taking a cut of everything. Two, you want people to be knocking on your door, not for you to be running to them and trying to pitch against a bunch of companies. You want them to want your company, want your brand, want your customer service that they read a bunch of five-star reviews about. And number three, there's really no equity long-term. We talk about compounding interest on money when you invest it. The same goes with building a brand. You build equity into your brand. Every time that you're paying a lead generation service, you're helping build equity in their brand long-term. You need to create marketing systems that are building equity into your brand. And those are just a few of the home services lead generation companies that suck and why you should be building your own brand instead. This has been Tim Brown, the Next Level Contractor Podcast. We're doing it every Monday, 7 a.m. No bullshit, 30 minutes or less. And we're helping small businesses and contractors be more profitable with better leads and better systems. We're at Hook Agency, hookagency.com, Hook Agency all over social media. Join us next week. I love chatting with you about these things. Get better leads, getting better systems, all this stuff. So thank you for joining us and have a great week. All right, bye-bye.